I have to go around and tell people what's happening, family and a few close friends.
I don't want to talk about Mom with anyone.
By now, many moviegoers have seen Alexander Payne's bittersweet drama, The Descendants. It's about a busy lawyer who finds himself as the single parent of his two daughters as his wife lies in a coma after a boating accident. The film has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture. Alexander Payne is known for finding humor in tragic moments, and once again, he delivers.
Who is he? I'd like to know who the guy is that my wife was seeing.
The film editing is superb, and the dialogue heartfelt and intelligent. But the movie lacks grandeur, and that could cost it the Oscar.
Right after my father died, I'd come up here a lot. I'd imagine the whole world was one big machine.
Martin Scorsese's Hugo offers a dreamlike vision of 19th century Paris. It's a complex story about an orphan who lives hidden inside a Parisian train station and keeps its clocks ticking. Hugo would end up in an orphanage if he's found out. This underlying threat gives the film the feeling of a Dickens novel.
Where are your parents?
I work with my papa, George, at the toy booth. Surely you've seen me there before. And this is my cousin from the country, Hugo.
The film leads the Oscar race with 11 nominations, including art direction, cinematography, and film editing. But Hugo has not received nominations for acting, and despite its elegance and lovely visuals, it lacks emotional energy.
We're going to be careful. He's just too good. Pick up. Drag us down. Shoot me in front of that.
We ain't doing so all right. We just telling stories like they really happened.
The help overflows with emotion. It's about African-American maids who risk their lives to tell their stories of toiling in white households in the 1960s American South. Viola Davis, who plays the maid Abilene Clark, has received a nomination for Best Actress.
I don't know. I've been told I'm a pretty good writer, already sold a lot of books.
The film received top honors from the Screen Actors Guild and is being touted as the Oscars approach. Although three of its four nominations are for acting only, the movie's powerful characters and epic dimension make it impossible to overlook.
There are two ways through life. The way of nature and the way of grace. You have to choose which one you'll follow.
Then there is Terrence Malick's poetic drama, The Tree of Life. The movie towers above all the others in its composition of stunning visuals and sparse narrative.
Father, mother, always you wrestle inside me.
It's a metaphysical drama about the loss of innocence, divinity, human nature, mortality. Many have hailed The Tree of Life as a masterpiece, but it's long, almost 3 hours, and some have called it indulgent.
To the end of time.
Unfortunately, The Tree of Life does not have mass appeal. It does not offer a conventional ending, and that could undermine its popularity with the Academy. Instead, the voters could pick something lighter, but poignant. Like The Artist, by Michel Hazanavicius. It trails Hugo with 10 nominations, but this film's emotion outdoes Hugo, and its musical score is astounding. Hazanavicius and his stellar cast have produced a brilliant rendition of silent films of 1920s and 30s Hollywood. The story about a movie star who loses his sheen with the advent of the talkies is a tale of success, failure, and redemption. And the winner is us. These films are gems, and they have all made our lives richer.
I'm all here with your stories. We all are.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.